Don't, she told him. Bren needs to stay warm. He needs to hear them sing, Rob said. Somewhere out there in Winterfell, a second wolf began to howl in chorus with the first. Then a third, closer. Shaggy Dog and Grey Wind, Rob said, as their voices rose and fell together. You can tell them apart if you listen close. Catelyn was shaking. It was the grief, the cold, the howling of the dire wolves. Night after night, the howling and the cold wind and the grey empty castle, on and on they went, never changing, and her boy lying there, broken. The sweetest of her children, the gentlest. Bran, who loved to laugh and climb and dream of knighthood. All gone now. She would never hear him laugh again. Sobbing, she pulled her hand free of his and covered her ears against those terrible howls. "Make them stop!" she cried. "I can't stand it! Make them stop! Make them stop! Kill them all if you must! Just make them stop!" She didn't remember falling to the floor, but there she was, and Rob was lifting her, holding her in strong arms. "Don't be afraid, Mother. They would never hurt him." He helped her to a narrow bed in the corner of the sick room. "Close your eyes," he said gently. "Rest. Maester Lewin tells me you've hardly slept since Bran's fall."